I'm with the U.S. Geological Survey, Mississippi Water Science Center. If you aren't familiar with the USGS or just a little familiar, we are a part of the Department of Interior, and we are primarily a resource agency, federal agency. One of our primary missions is to provide science and support and technology to other federal agencies, state agencies, local agencies, and private landowners. And in my particular discipline, when it comes to water, water quantity and water quality. So that is my role as a professional, and that is our role in USGS, is to help. As you've seen, this is your third stop. You've seen all of the land practices that are going on. You've seen some of the monitoring that's taking place. Obviously, we're not doing all the monitoring. We're doing some of it. There's a couple of things, though, I wanted to mainly focus on, and that is terms of a message for you to go home with. As far as I'm concerned, I was born and raised in Mississippi. I've been working in the environmental water field for going on 20 years. Phil, I know that's hard to believe. Phil Bass over here used to be my boss. I worked for the DEQ for a while, so I've been working in the Delta, measuring water. Measuring nutrients in water, measuring water quantity. I've been looking at fish and bugs and the health of Delta water bodies for a long time. And I've also been around a lot of the people in the Delta, both the locals as well as the resource agencies, USDA, DEQ, YMD, and on and on and on. And so one of the messages I want to send, and it's really just tangentially involved with the monitoring, and that is that it's, I can't explain or can't overemphasize how huge the partnership and cooperation that is taking place, not only on this farm, but on several other farms. And it, the only reason it's happening is because everybody has come together. Now, if you would have asked me 10 years ago if I would think that something like this could happen in the Delta, naively, I would have probably said, and I don't know how naive it would have been 10 years ago, I would have said, there's no way. I was down in a meeting in South Mississippi just a month ago where I kind of close to where I grew up, and there's a watershed group trying to form, and they asked me to come in and talk about monitoring cooperative partnerships. And basically, all I had to say was, if you want to know what partnerships are about and how you can do a whole lot with a whole lot less by joining together, joining your resources and your efforts, just go to the Mississippi Delta. And they kind of looked at me funny, and I said, no, I didn't misspeak. It's going on in the Delta. And so... That's one of the main messages, and that has to do with what I do as a living, and that is the monitoring. The resources that it takes to collect the data that's going to be needed for the accountability of all the dollars that are being spent by the landowners, by the federal agencies, by the state agencies. There's going to be an accountability, and it's all, not all, but a good bit of it is going to be hinged on the data that are collected. So... And data collection, if any of you have ever had a taste of it, is it's not cheap, unfortunately. And so it can't happen unless you have the dollars. And if you in a state like Mississippi, we're very poor. And I'm proud of being a Mississippian, and I don't say that being ashamed that we're a poor state, but it's a fact. And the fact that we have as much going on, not only the cost, which is a lot more of the best management practices, but then the cost that it's taking to get the great data that we're collecting. It wouldn't happen if it wasn't for these partnerships and everybody pitching in together. So just a little bit about the monitoring plan. We came together. Once again, I want to make sure you understand it's not just the USGS that's doing the monitoring. There's a lot of other cooperators that are helping out in monitoring. We're just one component. But the basic concept in my little brain of how I try to envision it, big picture, is we're trying to capture the water and measure the amount of nutrients and sediment in the water as it hits the field, runs off the field into the ditches where you saw Dr. Kroger, from the ditches into the nearest creek, which is just behind you, where that creek flows on down and meets another creek and becomes a bigger creek. And then two creeks form a bio here in the Delta. And then down even further, you may get large enough to be a river. And so we want to be on tiers along that gradient to see what are the concentrations of sediment and nutrients as that water passes through all those points in time. So we're looking at time and space. We're mainly capturing the storm water, but we are capturing ambient water as well. But as we all know, the bulk of the loads is during the storms or in irrigation events. So as you can see, Robbie is at the first tier. Right behind you is a gauge house that we run, the USGS, where we have automated samplers. We have it tied into a satellite. It actually pings Jared Wright, who's the main technician for this project, pings his phone when it goes off. We're down in Jackson. We don't always know exactly when the rain hits up here, and it may hit here but not 5 miles over there. But it lets him know when his sampler goes off. So we come running up here. We grab our samples. And another example of a cooperative arrangement is the Mississippi DEQ takes those samples and does the analysis for those samples. We have a lab, USGS, in Denver, Colorado, that we could send the samples to, but the price would probably be about four times as much. So that's another example where we've cut down the cost of monitoring by cooperating with other agencies. And we are also collecting dissolved oxygen. So the main things we have a whole wide range of indicators that we're looking at, but clearly total nitrogen, total phosphorus, sediment concentration. We are looking at dissolved oxygen and chlorophyll A. We're currently not looking at pesticides, and there are a whole slew of things. If Trey and everybody on our task force and group were to say, hey, here's the kit and caboodle money, spend what you want and design it, there's a lot of other questions that we'd like to be answering. But amazingly, we are attempting to answer a lot of very important questions. The bottom line is, hopefully, and it's going to take time, one of the big questions people ask, well, how long is it going to be before you start seeing success? I have no doubt in my mind that this is going to be a success. I think the fact that we're all sitting here is a success in itself. And I think that all of this stuff that Pete and Buddy and all the landowners that are voluntarily participating is going to be a success. How long is it going to take? That's part of what we're trying to do. And hopefully we'll be able to tell you that when this is all over. So in the grand scheme, we're trying to tell a story of what's happening in the water as a result of all the great things that are being done on the land by the landowners and through incentive programs from the USDA and the EPA and other agencies. Pete's going to tell you just a little bit about, but there's two big issues in the Delta, and one is groundwater and one is water quality. And we feel like both of those are being addressed here, and we've got monitoring going on both. Could we be doing more? Yes, and hopefully we will be. And as more partners join on and as we show more and more success, we just feel like it's going to grow from there. And in the end, we hope to be able to tell the great story that I think will be due to people like Buddy Allen and Pete